are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to Coffee with Kim. I invite you to journey with me to a new day. I believe God has led you to this moment and this place because He is about to bring purpose and potential to your story. So join thousands of women and men from around the globe who have discovered how powerful their stories become once Christ touches them with His purpose. Don't you long to make this same discovery? Then grab your coffee, scoot in, and join me as we let God's Word reveal how every part of your past has been preparing you for this very moment.
Do you know that every 13 seconds there is one divorce in America? That equates to 277 divorces per hour, 6,646 divorces per day, 46,523 divorces per week, and 2,419,196 divorces per year. If you want to break that down a little bit, that means there are 9 divorces in the time it takes for a couple to recite their wedding vows, about 2 minutes. More than 554 divorces occur during your typical romantic comedy movie, about 2 hours. And 1,385 divorces happen during the average wedding reception, about 5 hours. People, what is happening? These are statistics reported by the American Psychological Association of 2016. In many countries, these were based on America, U.S., there are many countries like Russia that have even a higher divorce rate. So if you're in Russia, the different countries that you're listening in, many of your countries are even, the statistics are higher than ours. Now, we know if we go back and we do some digging, we know that the number one factor still remains the financial strain. But do you know that in the top five is the loss of emotional connection in your marriage. Psychology Today says that while date nights are considered essential before you get married, of course they are, how else would you get to know one another, right? That dating while you're married is not a luxury, it is a necessity because we are losing that connection. Hello, everyone, and welcome again to Coffee. My name is Kim Crable. I'm your host, and today we have two incredible friends and husbands who refuse, despite their double careers, their children, the hectic life in which they live, they refuse to lose this connection. They have what they have, what we consider date nights. And today we're going to talk about how small acts can make great impacts in this emotional connection, and that your marriage doesn't have to be one of these statistics that we're talking about. As a matter of fact, we can change the trend that we have within us, the choices, small steps that we can begin today and see our marriages become whole and new and healthy and happy, because I've seen it in these marriages of these two men that I'm getting ready to introduce. So let me go ahead and welcome to the show good friends and incredible fathers and husbands, Casey Gomes and Chad Steele. Welcome to the program, guys.
Good morning.
Thanks, Liz. Glad to be here.
Thank you for
that.
Thanks for that intro, Kim. That was really nice.
It's alarming, isn't it? You know, before we get started, let's do some proper introductions here. I'd like for each of you to share with our audience, our listening audience, a little bit about yourself and maybe even a little bit about your marriage. How long you've been married, let's say.
Okay. I'll go first. This is Casey Gomes. I am married to my college sweetheart, Rami. We have two wonderful kids, Bailey and Eliana. My son Bailey's 10, daughter Eliana is 7. Actually, interesting fun fact about us, the end of this month, on Halloween, was our first date, and it was in college. And both of us, as of Halloween this year, is important. It's a 20-year milestone for us. And after this Halloween, with each day after this Halloween, I will have spent more days with my wife than I have without her in my life. So we've been together for 20 years, and we got married in 2005, so we celebrated our 14th wedding anniversary this summer.
Wow, Casey. And you're calling in. Casey lives here in the Baltimore area, which is where we are recording this or airing this live. And I want you to know, audience, if we kind of step over a little bit, none of us are in the same place. So we just try to do this. So we don't mean to interrupt one another, but I always tell them, just jump in there. So it makes it more fun. So now, thank you, Casey. Chad.
Mm-hmm. Yes, my name is Chad Steele. As Kim said, I live in the Baltimore area. I've been married to my lovely wife, Wendy, for 11 years. We have two beautiful kids, a 9-year-old girl, Dylan, and a 5-year-old boy, Colton. And unlike Casey, it was a little bit longer for Wendy and I to meet. And I always like, when I tell the story, I always like to tell people that she chased me for a few years, but I in fact chased her. So the dating part was important because we lived cross country. She was in California when I was in Baltimore while we dated for 3 years. So the dating, the talking on the phone and the dating when we were together was very important.
Absolutely. Gosh, that's long distance. That's the way Lee and I were. We weren't across the country. We were four or five states that separated us, and that brings a whole new issue. But then there are a lot of married couples that do, you know, the husband or the wife travel, so we can definitely bring that into the conversation. So, Casey, you begin by saying, you know, thank you for those statistics and everything. So, guys, let's just start right there. What about these crazy statistics? Every 13 seconds, there's a divorce.
When you hear it broken down that way, it's alarming.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's astonishing. And you do hear, you know, hey, people get divorced, and you think about that. But really, when it's broken down like that, it's kind of scary. My mouth dropped as I was listening to those.
I know. And, you know, and those were statistics in 2016, so we don't know what has happened. And it fluctuates. We have some years where it decreases a little bit, and then, you know, others where, you know, the increase is. So, but I felt like that was current enough to really rely on that enough. So, you know, keeping the connection, you know, of course, while we're dating, it's fun, and it's, you know, that's how we get to know one another. But let's talk about the necessity of dating your spouse after you're married. I got so tickled because I was reading all this. I thought, yeah, I probably need to put in there, date your spouse after you're married.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about that, the intention to do that. Did you all, is that something that maybe began falling by the wayside and you had to regroup? Is that something you've always done? Well, how did it work with you all?
Yeah, America Star, this is Chad. Yes, it was, we dated obviously a long time, and then once we got married and she moved to Baltimore, we would date all the dinner and a movie. We love to do that. We do it at least once, and, you know, sometimes a couple times a week, and it was fantastic. But then as you go on in the marriage, we're busier with work. During, you know, my busy season, I'm working so much. I'm not at home a lot. And then you bring in the kids and school events and sporting events and sleepovers and things of that nature. And it really just falls by the wayside. And we started talking about this a little while ago, how important that is for that connection. And it's one of those things that the intent is always there, but sometimes it gets away from you. And that's the thing is we need to be more intentional about making that happen.
Absolutely. Do you know that ChristianCounseling.com reports that married couples on the average, and this is a high average, spend no more than 4 minutes per day alone together? 4 minutes. That's alarming too, don't you think, Casey?
I do. I believe that. It's funny. We had talked about this last week, and Chad and I had a similar feeling, which is, I think, two different ends of the spectrum from dating a couple. Number one is that, you know, the formal date, and as husbands trying to remember to always ask our wives out on dates, right? Not just assume that it's going to happen and keep that formality there where we intentionally ask her out on a date and go out and have adult time together and go out to dinner and spend that quality time together. I think the other thing that's really important is to also make that focus in the home when you can't get out. Because sometimes it can feel like, well, geez, we can't get a sitter or our schedules aren't aligning. But it's really important to just shut off the TV, put the phone down, and
sit on the couch and talk. And sometimes we'll open a bottle of wine and do that. Other times we'll just sit there for a few minutes at the table or on the couch and catch up. But it's really important, kind of those formal dates where you still remember to ask your wife out, I think, but other times where you say, all right, we're not going to get out this week. We may not be able to get to date night, but it's been kind of hectic. Let's make sure we take some time just to be together here in the house and spend time together.
So let me ask you all, thank you all. Those are so great. And I'm writing down this list of the practical application because you all know me. I love the practical, you know, of how our listeners can begin to make this happen in their lives. So let me back up just a little bit. And both of you said, you know, things get busy. Before long, we forget. Take me, show us, draw a picture with your words of what it looks like in a marriage when you forget about date night. What begins to happen? Is there any type of erosion there? What is the difference when you don't spend this time together?
Well, for me, I don't know if you all are familiar with the book on the four love languages, but mine, Rami and I read that together, and mine is quality time. So for me, just personally, she's my best friend, and I need that time personally to process things because it helps me to feel connected with her, but also to kind of figure out and unpack my day. I didn't mention that at the intro, but I'm an entrepreneur. I've been self-employed since 2011, and you know, Chad and I both have times in our daily lives where like work is just nuts and you're exhausted, and so I rely on that time with her to unpack things. And then what's important for her is to feel that connection to me and feel like she has someone from a support standpoint and someone to enjoy time with as well. And so it's a two-way street. You know, we talk a lot about kind of charging your tanks, but that's a really important charge time. And I think the other thing too, you know, I'm a big John Wooden fan, and a lot of his quotes I love, but one of my favorite quotes of all time from him is the greatest thing a father can do for his children is to love their mother, you know, and I think there's a lot of truth in that, you know, that when your kids see you making time for that, it's also something that they observe as well. So it's really important.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What about you, Tad? Any tension or what goes on if you forget?
Yeah, I think there is, you know, as you said, I think erosion is a good word for it. And, you know, I'll come home and I'm not a super open talker about work. You know, when I come home, it's like, you know, I want to be with Wendy. I want to be with the kids. And so she'll ask me how my day was. And I said, hey, it was okay, even though it wasn't. And excuse me. And sometimes I'll internalize that. And when I internalize that, then I become short with her, or short with the kids. And so having that time to be able to, as Casey said, kind of unpack it, which I'm working on, you know, it's something that I'm not great at and I'm working on, but you could tell there is a little bit of a loss of that connection. And we've been talking about that quite a bit over the last month because, you know, it's honestly it is, it's about timing, but then, you know, we went on a date the other night. And so you go and you drive downtown to drive wherever you're going, you pay for your meal, and then you come back and the babysitter's $140 and you're like, oh my goodness, it's such an expensive night. Maybe there's a better way to do this. But then we realized how important that night was, and it was worth that money, you know? We've tried to a little bit more because we're set. We on our dates that we used to go on, we used to go on movies, and we love movies. So we will sit down and put on a Netflix show and watch it together, you know, and hold hands or something, have some sort of physical contact there where it is different than, you know, okay, hey, we're going to put the kids down. I got to finish my work. We're going to clean up and then go right to bed. So we try to be intentional with that a little bit. But I think it is important to get up and get out, change your surroundings a little bit and talk. It's easier for me to talk outside of the house about work and different things than being in here. So making that concerted effort to get out and talk as adults is important.
You know, one of the things that Lee and I did when the kids were younger, because you both have children, minor adult children, and it was we had to make an effort. We had to be intentional that when we went out to dinner, that we wouldn't spend the entire time talking about the boys. Do you all have that? Do you have to have that same intention?
That's funny.
Like we will not talk about the kids tonight.
We do, actually. Yeah, it's funny. Sometimes it's easier said than done. And Ramey and I, we've tried to kind of split it up in two ways: either not talk about them or say, all right, we're gonna time box this. And what we found is, fortunately or unfortunately, when they're in a struggle or something challenging is happening, is when it really tends to dominate the conversation. You know, if there's been some challenges at school or what have you, it kind of consumes our conversation, and we're like, well, geez, if we're going to spend some time talking about them, let's talk about how wonderful they are, all the great things that are happening too, you know. But then time box it and try to talk about other things. But it's funny you say that. We've had the same realization, because, you know, in a good way, they're all consuming. But sometimes you have to say, okay, you know, let's get back to talking about what we want to do with our lives, or what we're excited about in the next couple of years, or, you know, sometimes we'll do every year now, we kind of have a family theme or a plan that we do, each other check in on that and make sure that we're doing our best to stay on it. But yeah, that's a good reminder.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Because really the whole theme with date night, the communication portion of it, is to really stay current. It's so easy for us to leave our spouse behind emotionally, and we forget, oh gosh, Chad's had a really hard day today, or he's just struggling with this project. Unless you can put a voice to that or articulate that, you know, it's hard for the other spouse, whether it be the male or the female, to really, so that communication brings it current if you allow it to. And that's what really makes the connection, don't you think, is the current conversation, like what's going on with you today?
Yes, and that's, you know, as Wendy and I dated cross country, the only thing we had was talking, you know. So I consider us fortunate a little bit to have had that time, because I feel like I know her, particularly early in the marriage. I knew her more than some of my other friends knew their spouses early in their marriage, because all we had were phone conversations for the most part of it, for a few years. And so you get away from that a little bit, and now, you know, we're kind of sitting around, and when we're not talking about the kids, you're always like, oh gosh, do we have anything else to talk about? You know, and so you've got to force yourself and say, hey, yes, you know, we did this for 3 years and this is what we talked about. So being better about sharing a little more, even the bad parts of your day, because that's the thing, is Wendy is like, hey, share with me, share me that bad part, get it off you. I don't want you to hold that burden. Right. Maybe I can help you in a way. So I think that it is important, because your life is so dominated at home by your children, when you do get that rare night away, to make sure to share about each other.
Absolutely. That's interesting. Yes.
The three of us all had long-distance relationships. Ray and I were long-distance for 3 years as well. Two years, kind of another two, we were close together. But similarly, and I don't know if you all found this, Chad and Miss Kim, but Ray and I joke that we still sometimes find ourselves defaulting to the phone to have important conversations. And I don't mean like we're leaving the house to not talk to each other, but we'll have a really good conversation. We'll start it on date night. We'll start it at the house. It'll be great. And then I'll be traveling for work or something, and we'll be on the phone for an hour one night together talking, and we'll just laugh. It's like, here we go again, you know, finishing a really important conversation via the phone, back to our roots, you know? But it's a good thing. I mean, it's a foundation that we built through that experience. I'm sure you can both relate, and others can as well, that when you're forced to have the conversations that way, it actually, in a way, has enabled us to focus and have that ability when we need to lock in and have an important conversation, because we had to, and the phone was our lifeline at the time when we did that.
I so agree. I mean, I you know, I can honestly tell you, I never really thought about it that way, but it's so true. A lot of our conversations, some of our deepest conversations, because we dated 5 years like that. So, you know, what a great foundation, don't you think?
Yeah.
Of that time talking. And that's a picture of how our world is today. You know, we're so transient. People are moving and traveling so much. So another reason that is reported in why it's so important to have date nights, and definitely I want you all to come up with yours. I just have a list here from a counseling perspective, but, you know, not only to continue the communication that brings it current, not just about the kids and what's going on with kids or what happened, you know, it brings us up emotionally together, but also, you know, it's so obvious, but it's just a chance to just breathe and relax and take a breath from the stress of the day. And you mentioned a little bit about that, Casey, where you all sometimes would sit on the sofa, and then Chad, you mentioned, you know, going downtown. talk about what that does to a marriage, whether you decide to stay home. I know I was just with my son this weekend in Georgia, and he was talking about, you know, they have a baby. So the baby goes down at 6:30, and then that's when their evening begins, and they cook dinner, and, you know, that's their date night. So how important, to someone who doesn't have that, talk to that person about why it's so important to have this relaxing, daily stress-freeing times.
I think because there is so much stress in the world, and a lot of it, you know, sometimes it, you can put the stress upon yourself, but with everything going on with schedules, with work, with family obligations and sports and things of that nature, you can get away from it. And there are so many stresses outside that I always say, we want it to be a refuge in our marriage. So to be able to, for Wendy to be able to vent, or for me to be able to vent and just take that time to relax, because there's not a lot of relaxing in the world nowadays.
Right.
So being able to do that with each other, and being able, it's the physical contact, the holding hands, or, you know, being able to look her in her eye and say, hey, look, this is what I'm struggling with. What are you struggling with? I really think that's important. So sometimes when you can't, like us, we haven't been able to get out on a date night for a long time, but having that connection and being able to just sit down, lay down in bed, sit down on the couch, sit down at the kitchen table, and really talk when there's nothing else going on is huge. And we've been, luckily, we recognized that it was affecting us, that we weren't doing that. So we've been trying to do that more, and it is, I have noticed a difference. It is better.
Yes. Well, you know, you led me right into a scripture that I had written down, Chad, and then Casey, maybe you can expound on this, but 1 Peter 4:8 says, above all, love each other deeply, because love covers a multitude of sins. Statistically speaking, in this downward spiral of not making a connection, Christian counseling would tell you, or biblical counselors would tell you, that date nights are a time why you remember why you fell in love with that person, and that without it, that you don't laugh, you don't have the play times, you know, as adults have, and that you really begin to focus more on the negative attributes of your spouse than on the positive, because you're losing that emotional connection. Let's talk about that, because I feel like this is where the downward spiral in the marriage comes. It's one thing to go, oh, well, I don't know what she's doing, I don't know what he's doing. But when it gets to the point to where you lose that connection, to where the love starts to fall aside and you begin to just focus on the negative attributes, that's where we see trouble starting to seep into a marriage. So let's talk about that just a little bit, how your date nights help you confront that.
I really like that scripture quote. I think it's very applicable to conversation. I'll one of the things my wife Rami has said that I really like is, she says about any relationship, but particularly marriage, is that it always requires effort, but it should never feel like it requires work. You know, and I think it's really true. And it's so simple to do, but not to do. It's just make the effort to schedule the time and stick to it. And as simple as it is to do that, it's equally as simple, particularly with demands in life, to get out of the routine and it's not about perfection and saying, oh, well, geez, you know, we've got a 99% success rate with monthly date night, right? Okay, that's fine. But there are going to be times where it doesn't happen. There are going to be times when, you know, you're both busy or things got, you know, get out of whack. But it's just that continued effort and commitment by both of you to say, okay, we're going to make time for each other. And I think part of it too, it's a two-way street. You know, when I spend time with her and we spend time together, I'm reminded, because she's my favorite person to hang out with. You know, that's why we got married.
Aww.
That was the part, I think, with marriage for me, that was the surprise when we fell in love, which was, the more we're together, the more I like hanging out. And when we're not together is when things start to get out of whack, you know? But I'd never wanted to spend that much time with someone before. You know, I'd never met someone where I wanted to just hang out. And I was like, well, we're not really even doing anything, but I'm having fun and we're having a good time together. And I think that's the part that's so important, that for me, when that goes away, my tank starts to get lower and I'm on empty. And you start to fill that time with other things, work, with a new, with hobby, with I don't know, whatever it is.
Right.
It's really important to keep that time in there, because otherwise you start filling it with other things, and that's where it can become, I think, really problematic.
That's where you're dangerous. That's a danger sign, because what you turn, because we all need to talk to someone. We all want people to hear what's going on, and you will bump into someone that wants to listen, and that's, like you said, that's where it becomes problematic. Chad, you want to jump in and talk about any of this?
Yes, I think it's so very important. And I have discovered that also date night, that is important with your spouse, but I've discovered it's also okay to include other people in it. You know, for so long I was thinking, oh, it just has to be Wendy and I. But I was on a road trip this weekend, and Wendy joined me on the road trip, and we have other couples that have great marriages, that have kids, and we kind of have the same struggle. We're in the same industry, and we all went out to dinner. There were about five of us couples, and they were good people, they had a great marriage, they have great families, and we sat there and had a great time. And I was looking at Wendy while we were interacting with these other people, and her laughing and her making our friends laugh. And that was kind of a way for me to fall back in love again, you know, to see not only how she interacts with me and our family, but how she interacts with other friends. And the great thing is, we're very blessed to have a number of good friends around us that have great marriages. And I have the unbelievable example. You know, Wendy's parents have been married 48 or 49 years. My parents have been married 48 years. So we have that great example, but then we also surround ourselves with the same kind of people. And so when we do those date nights and I can see her interact with them, the way we're interacting together, and that really helps. So I had always been like, okay, it just has to be the two of us, and that's the only kind of date night we have. But I realized if you have other friends around and you guys are interacting, because then you're more likely to talk about stuff other than the kids or work. When you have other people there, you can talk about more other adult things and really bring your friends into that relationship. And I think that's important as well.
Oh, absolutely it is. And that brings us to the next thing that I want to talk about, which is listeners, I hope that you're really taking notes, because these guys are giving some really great practical application and the emotional reasons for why this is so important. And here's the thing, it's never too late. And I think that's the important, you know, it's just as easy as getting started today. And we'll end on that note. But when we come back, we're going to take a 30-second break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about what you all have just danced all around. And that is that date nights really do increase your commitment to the marriage. That's by spending time together. You are recommitting, and Chad, you talked about that, and so did Casey earlier, about how you realize they were your best friend. So there's that's almost like that recommitment every time you do this. So we're going to take a 30-second break, and then we'll be right back. So guys, hold on.
Hey, everyone. Let's all stop what we're doing and take a moment. You see? Every moment can be kind of special. But they can be loud moments, goofy moments, dorky moments. It doesn't matter. Because every time dads like us take a moment like that to spend with our kids, well, it's pretty momentous. So let's take a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Oh, I loved what that said in the ad. Take a moment to make a moment. I love that. Well, before we bring our man back on, and thank you so much for joining me with Coffee with Kim on our Up to Me radio show. Before we come back, I'd like to give you just a little information, let you know that our Burdens and Blessings tour continues for 2019, and we're booking up for 2020. We would love to come to your city, your town, with this transformational message. If you would like more information, you can go to our website, or you can invite us by going to karen@kimcrable.org. I would like to invite you for something that's so wonderful that's happening. It's truly a dream come true for me. Our Coffee with Kim talk show is now underway. You can go to NRB TV and check your local listings. This is where I have the great fortune of being able to bring people onto the platform of being able to share their stories. the power of their stories and what God has done for them. You will be inspired, you will learn, and you will just feel such a connection with these people. So join us, NRB TV, and we'll be starting on Inspiration TV in just a few weeks. I'd like to invite you to Facebook, like us on Facebook at facebook.com/rosesandrainbows. Visit our website, kimcrable.org. Join our team. The more we have together, the greater damage we can do to the bad in these marriages, right? We need each other, just like what Chad was talking about. And I also want to remind you that Coffee with Kim and our TV shows are entirely listener-supported. If you'd like to help us become part of our team, you can go to our website and simply click on Support Our Ministry. So, guys, welcome back and thank you so much. Before we get started, I have a little surprise for you. And I'm going to do this early because we have one that has to leave, but we have a couple callers who have called in that I feel like I would like to bring on to the show, and because they have some things to say. So caller number one and caller number two, would you welcome you to Coffee with Kim, and would you please tell us who you are and why you're on the show today? Press
Good
one,
morning.
Ladies. Good morning.
Good morning. It's Rainy, Casey's wife.
Hi.
Hi. Surprise.
And do we have another caller? Hello? All right. Well, while our second caller is getting on, how about Rami? Go ahead. And I know you have a school activity. So I wanted to join you because I felt like this was a conversation that both couples, both parts of the couple needed to share. So, Rami, what do you have to say about the things you've been hearing today from your husband, Casey?
Well, first of all, Ms. Kim, I want to thank you for the opportunity for these guys to share their side of the story. But I think, maybe that's our other caller. But I think that it's been such a gift, a blessing to even just carve out the time. This isn't a date night per se, but to carve out the time to really hear what the emotional needs are from their side of the table so that I can continue to work as a wife to put the effort in. So I feel really grateful to be on the call this morning.
Absolutely. So you two, talk about your date nights. Take us into a conversation that you would have. Why the listeners? What would you say to the listeners who have kind of fallen by the wayside? They don't feel the emotional connection. They feel like it's too late. They don't really know one another. You know, what do you say to them?
So what I say is that I think the more you get away from it, the more you need it. And if you don't carve out the time intentionally to do it and kind of force it, it's like a self-perpetuating cycle that I think if you don't connect with each other, then you can't connect. And then you don't want to connect and you can't connect. And it keeps spiraling in the wrong direction. And it doesn't, Chad and Casey have shared that it doesn't have to be extraordinary, and I think what we found in our marriage for a lot of different reasons over time, sometimes it's the demands of parenting. In our early years, we didn't have a lot of financial resources, but it's about making the ordinary extraordinary.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Casey has a fun blog post about a lot of Wednesday nights in marriage, and that was the night that early on we reclaimed for ourselves, and it was the dishes could wait a day, the laundry could wait a day, any other, pertinent, what felt like pertinent and pressing work matters could wait one night to just carve out the time to be together and remind ourselves that this was the most important thing we were doing in that night. And then I think that set precedent, just like the cycle spins out of control in the negative way, in the positive way.
Yes.
So when we feel like our tank is a little more full, then all of a sudden your eyes are seeing the good stuff, not necessarily focused on the bad stuff. And the next thing you know, you're looking forward to what's happening next week. What are we doing next week for date night? And I think it's about not just, it's loving each other, because in a marriage you make that choice to really love each other, but Casey and Chad both hinted at it. It's liking each other too. And I think that that's the part that when the mundane, you know, Wednesdays of marriage take over, it's that part that you have to remember to jumpstart and keep focused, that liking each other part.
Absolutely. And everything you said there, Rami, I mean, that's just like we're all cheering you on because that is so great on so many levels for our listeners to understand small steps, small acts, big impact. And, you know, there's so many little things that we can do. I think we have another caller on. Is that correct?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
It's Wendy, Chad's wife. Yes.
Right.
Hi.
Right.
So you've been listening to your husband as well as a wife of a husband, you know, who really takes that time for a date night. Wendy, what has that done for you and your home?
Well, it's I probably won't be able to say it as eloquently as Rami, but it's so critical for our household, not only date night, but what we have found is a date weekend or a date getaway, which is what we really just had this last weekend. I mean, it was a work thing for Chad, but I took the time. We got away from the kids and went and explored a new city together and with other people and other friends. And it's so amazing. It really, really does connect us. And Chad, I loved hearing what he said about just enjoying going to dinner the other night. That actually really meant a lot to hear him say that he was aware of just me and interacting with friends, and that means so much. But really, that I find that we just enjoy each other's company. I found, you know, Chad was holding my hand more, and we were a lot more affectionate. It's just so nice to just have to have the two of us, whether it's with friends or not. It really does bring us back to center. And you know, as we know, kids do kind of overtake your day to day realities, and it's just the nature of it. But really,
I like what you said there. I love what. What you said there, Wendy, just is so undergirding the statistics. It's that undergirding of what you already have and not letting anything happen to weigh it down. It's just like that bridge, you know, if you get too much on it, it just breaks. And that's why these statistics are so overwhelming, because you said, you know, we were holding hands more. You love the fact that he was able to say, you know, what he was thinking that maybe you would not have heard before. So, guys, I want you to chime in. Tell me, what do you think? Because I love real conversations where people are able to share what they're thinking that maybe they might not have been able to have had the time to do that. So you've heard how much the wives appreciate what you're doing. What do you say back? What do you say to them that the listener can be learned from?
Well, first of all, I'll say for the listeners, this was not staged. I did not know that my wife was going to be on the air, so kudos to you, Ms. Kim.
Yeah, it's a surprise.
Hi, hon.
It's a surprise.
I love you. This is a new experience for us being on a radio show together, so that's cool. I just think and another thing, too, I'll say that maybe the listeners don't know is that our families, you know, Chad, Rennie, and our families are close as well, and so we've also spent our date nights together a couple of times where it's very – very simple. We bring meals to each other's houses and hang out and cook, and the kids play, and we just chat, you know. And so I think that's the other thing too, is the theme I was thinking of as Rami was talking and Wendy is, and there, I'm sure there are people listening with kids in different age ranges. Like, those first early years with the kids are the hardest on the couple, because the kids just need everything when they're infants. They need all that time. And so it really focuses you as a couple to make time when you can, because the kids need so much time from you. But then as they get older, not only do the kids, you know, they obviously still need your time, but they're more self-reliant. And I think what's been a huge blessing for us, and this, you know, the Steels are a good example, is through school and through experiences, our kids have made friends with other great kids, and it turns out those great kids have great parents. And it's been a really good blessing for us to meet other families that way, and to really wrap that into the whole family experience, to say, okay, well, we'll go to the Steels for dinner and we'll bring some stuff, and the kids are basically going to take care of themselves because they're having a blast, and we'll check in on them, but we're just going to hang at the kitchen table or hang out, you know, on the back deck and catch up. And that's another, it's been a lot of fun too.
Yeah, and,
yes,
and I think, you know, I just learned something important because Wendy said that she loved hearing what I said about watching her interact. And you know what? I didn't say that to her, and that's shame on me because we had a great time with the couples, and we talked about how fun it was and the different conversations we had and the laughing, but I didn't let her know, you know, hey, that was important to me and I loved seeing that because she tells me how funny she is all the time. You know, but then when I see our friends laughing at her, it's like, oh, well, you know what? Maybe she is funny. Maybe she is really funny. But, you know, I think that is important because being able to see that interaction with her and our other friends, and Casey said, you know, we're blessed to be friends with them and so many other good people. And when you surround yourself with the right people, you can be authentic. And and so being able to do that, and you see the interaction that Wendy and Rainey have, and that Wendy and Casey have, and that I have with Rainey, and that our kids have, and it's like, you know what? There are those negative statistics that you talked about are very prevalent, but you know, being able to get to have insight into our marriage through other people and being able to have insight to other great people's marriages is something that kind of strengthens us as well and gives us that hope against that negativity.
I love that. You know, one of the things that I just hear you all say, and all four of you, so I really want to land on this because the number one factor in divorce is financial concerns. So you're thinking, okay, financial concerns, date night, oh my gosh, this is too extreme. So give us some ideas on ways that you all have found creative ways to have date night that just didn't cost anything hardly at all more than what you normally spend on dinner that works. Talk to someone who, you know, they're really struggling right now. They are just newly married or they are, you know, just had another child, whatever. It's strained. So rather than putting pressure like, oh, gosh, I've got to spend more money and get more, let's talk about some of the ways that you can offer our listeners that they can just get started very easily.
One of the things, Rami, are you going, Rames? You go.
Yeah. It's okay. Go ahead.
I was going to just say one thing that we did early because you said, I mean, we've been together a long time. So when we started dating, we were in our 20s, and we had negative money. Let alone no money.
Right.
You know, like we had school debt.
I remember.
I'm in grad school. She's in grad school, right? And, so we just used to. We both loved to cook, and we would. I would still ask her out on a date. I would still say, you know, want to go on a date on Thursday? I'll cook dinner for you. You know, or vice versa. And we would just make that time. We'd grab a meal. We'd sit together, and we would. Hang out, we would light candles, we'd sit at the table together, we would make it like an actual event. You know, it wasn't just, you know, grab and go. It was making an event on stuff we would have done anyway. Anyway, you know, we had to shop, we have to get groceries.
So it was
just but making the time, setting it up, putting on some music, like actually making, you know, making a date. And I think of some of them, you know, now we laugh because we have a house and kids. We remember doing it in your little grad school apartment in Oxford, Ohio, in this tiny little space. But you know, now we look back on it, and we kind of hold our hearts and say, "Gosh, that was so pure," you know, because we clung to it. But yeah, I mean, it does not. It was some of our favorite nights or ones like that where it wasn't expensive. We just stayed in, you know, and made the time.
Great.
And I'll just add a really simple thing to that. And this is really small. This isn't even date night, but just like a kind act. Casey makes my coffee in the morning when he's not traveling. And to me, it's like it's so appropriate for this show, by the way, that we're talking about coffee. But
Hebrews,
exactly. But when he hands me that cup of coffee, to me, it's like, I love you, like wrapped in caffeine. Just like I think, like I'm thinking of you this morning, and here's something at the start of the day that I'm doing to care for you. I think it can be something as easy as packing someone's lunch or, you know, deciding to do a load of laundry when you know your spouse may need something from it the next day. Really, the ordinary becoming extraordinary, taking a walk, all, you know, anything around your home that needs to be done, but done with focus and attention and purpose. Doing the dishes can be fun if you put on like your favorite song or your wedding song and pause to dance around the kitchen while you're doing it, you know, anything.
Create a moment. Take a moment to make a moment. Love that.
Yes.
Wendy, I heard you. Yes.
Yes. Yes. This is Wendy. And Chad noted on it earlier, but really we our special time together is watching movies or watching a show, and we know, we'll dive into, we binge watch shows. And so it's like, we know we can't watch it. We can't watch it without each other. It's like, that's like, it's our thing. It's our time together. So it's not going out and getting a sitter. It's, getting the kids down. And it's funny. It's funny when we have a show night because we're both racing and going, okay, we got to get the kids down. We got to do the dishes so we can enjoy our time. Let's just jump on the couch and enjoy our time. And it's so, so special. And then also to Rainey's point about just sometimes just doing an act of kindness and of love, something Chad did for me and for us. In fact, I just learned a little bit more over it this weekend. We've learned so many things about each other recently in this weekend getaway, but was that Chad built me. I really wanted this thing I saw on a DIY show, this framed kind of thing you can put on a wall to hang school papers or things like that. And while we were gone for the summer, he went out and made that and constructed it. And even though I love my husband, he's not always the most handy. And that's not always in his wheelhouse. Or does he
but
have
he
time
did it.
To do that? But he did it, and it was so, so special. And then I find that meant so much. But then I even heard with our when we had dinner the other night with friends, that he even went extremes. He went to go try to find some great reclaimed wood that apparently is a very scary part of town. And it was funny hearing the story, but about how scared he was for his life. But that he went to such extremes to do that act of that wonderful thing for me. And so that stuff it really means a lot. And
Yes, and you said you wouldn't even known that except for date night, and it really is
right.
Stopping, taking a breath, because so many times our spouses are doing kind things for us that we can so easily overlook. Guys, we only have 8 minutes left, but I want to talk about this before. I want to end with a couple ways that people get started, but I want to talk about this. We've also danced around this a little bit, but I think it's so important. So what we've done is we've listed, and listener, if you, we've talked about different ways that date night actually helps your marriage. It builds the connection. It helps you not to be, it enhances communication. It helps you with the negative. It helps you increase your commitment to one another, which we heard. You could hear that in both of their voices. But the final and fifth thing that I want to talk about that is so crucial, and you've heard from these couples the longevity of their parents' marriage before, and I sit here, we've been married 34 years. I mean, that's something really to be proud of, guys, with your marriages and with your parents' marriage. And I understand that Rainey had to run off to school for something, so it'll be the three of you. But let's talk about this. In all of that we've talked about, the number five of why date night is so important is because it's setting the example for your children. Do you all agree with that? Let's talk about that for just a minute.
No question. Absolutely. And I think the funny thing is that even though we got away from our couple's date night a little bit, we have family date nights. A lot of times the kids really look forward to family Friday movies. Where they want a special movie comes out. We just did it when Toy Story 4 came out 2 weeks ago, where on Friday we went, we popped some popcorn, we laid in the family room, had a good dinner, we talked, and then we went and we sat and watched the movie, and the kids really enjoy that. So I think that's important, but it's that connection. And the reason that I want to be a great father and a great husband is because of the way I saw my dad handle himself growing up, how he treated my mom and how he treated us. So I think that's a great point. It's setting the example and kind of setting the table for your kids. So hopefully they will have those strong marriages as they grow up.
Absolutely. It's truly showing them that relationships are really important, and you put a priority on that. Casey, I heard you start to say something.
Yeah, well, it's the exact same as Chad. Friday night, movie night.
Yep.
We did exact. Yep. Most recently for us, we had seen Toy Story 4 in the theater, so it was the new Aladdin movie we did. You know, we watched that. But yeah, the same thing. They see it and they get used to it. And I think I said it off air, but I should say it on air, that my parents just celebrated their 45th, and my in-laws as well celebrated their 45th. And one of the things I've said to my parents that I think, in addition to the example they said, is that there was two really important things that, number one, they never gave us the illusion that they were perfect, and number two, they showed us that they had fun together. You know, I know my parents aren't perfect. We saw them struggle. We saw them have arguments over the years and work through it. But I also saw them laugh so hard with each other and have just a great time when they're together. And I think those are things that we try to build into. Like, we're not perfect, you know, but just try to, you know, spend that time together. And when the kids see it, they replicate it. You know, they wanna be with you. I think it's also too. Chad and Wendy and I have talked about this and Raymond's a little bit off the air together, but that also can end up in a good way being a challenge to date night because the kids want to be with you. You know, it's an absolute blessing. But it's like, no, mom, you know, mom and dad need some time. You know, we're gonna go out together. So trying to make that time can be a little harder because they're also used to some of that, those family nights together as well.
Absolutely, and that's where they began to learn that, and it really does, like you said, kind of sets the table for them and their relationship, and it works, because even with my son, who's now married, you know, I see him set those boundaries of, you know, the date night and when parents can come in, and it's so healthy. I love that. Okay, guys, so we have 3 minutes left, and Wendy's still on here. Here's what I want to do. I want to give our listeners some practical – okay, so let's just set the scene. We have some listeners, many listeners, who are on here. They're even afraid to talk to people about the trouble that their marriage is in. But now they're seeing this and they're going, okay, there's some hope here. I want you all to give some very practical ways. What can they do right now to start a date night? How do they initiate it? What do they do? Let's give some very practical guidance for the next 3 minutes.
Break out the calendar.
There you go.
Yeah.
Explain that a little bit.
Say that again. I'm sorry.
No, I said explain what that means when you say break out the calendar.
Break out the calendar, circle the date, make the time. Sounds simple. It's simple to do and not to do. Think of all the meetings you schedule for work, all the time you schedule to call the conference call for this, the meeting. Do the same with date night. Get it in your iPhone. You know, get Siri up and running. Tell her to put date night on the calendar for Friday night. Just do it. And then figure out what you're going to do later. But schedule the time first and just block it in as a recurring thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with that because the schedules are so crazy. And I double booked us a couple of years ago, so I've had scheduling privileges taken away from me. So Wendy, I can put it in the calendar. But I think scheduling it, but also, like Casey said, I think it's important to ask your spouse out. Can I take you on a date? Because maybe we're saying, hey, let's go do this. But the act of me saying, hey, Wendy, let's go on a date, or Wendy saying, hey, Chad, let's go on a date. I think that act is very important.
Wendy, how does that make you feel when he asks you on a date versus just assume that you're going to, you know, just by the wayside, oh, by the way, we're going to go to the movie Friday night. Why is that so important for him to come ask you out on a date?
Yeah, you know, I think it's we're learning that it needs to be more defined, and we're still working on that. But really identify it that, okay, no, we're just not casually grabbing a movie. The word date really has that meaning of there's intention there. There's intention to be with each other and to give each other our presence, our focus. So I think that's huge. And we're getting better and better to kind of identifying, okay, this is going to be a date night. And even also, and sometimes I have mom guilt of our kids going, we want to, you know, what do you mean you're going, you're going out and we want to go there too. And there's times where I have a little bit of guilt, but then you go, no, mommy and daddy need to have time together and really, really just solidifying that and not having any regrets. We deserve it, because if we're not whole, then our whole family is not whole.
I'm so glad you brought that up, Wendy, because that's something that's very important for the woman to understand, that that is something she's going to have to fight through to really make that a priority, to, because that guilting can really make you. So I'm so glad you brought that up. So women listeners, females, you know, we want to take on that guilt, but to understand that the long run, it's so much better for them to just do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Yeah. Well, we have 1 minute left. Let's go ahead, Chad.
I just want to say with that, you know, in our engagement encounter, we were taught something where it says, I choose to love you during the hard times. I choose to love you, you know, so when something goes wrong, and Wendy says that quite often to me, she chooses to love me because I screw up a lot. But I think it's important for that as well. You know, you need to choose to go on a date night. Because it's something that's very important and that we're trying to put more often into our lives. But choosing to do that and choosing to ask your spouse out is important.
I love that. Choose date night. And Casey, we got 30 seconds. How would you like to end this?
I would just say, in addition to making the time, Rami touched on it, but another option you have too is to take back a weeknight. Wednesdays are a boring night, so that's another thing we did too. If you don't want to go on a date night, take back a weeknight and just sit and spend time together. But lean in, make the time and lean in, and the rest will happen. It will. Just that committal is so important. The commitment to it is so important.
I love that. Well, guys, we always know our hour is going to go by. You all have been on the show a couple of times. We always know with us it's going to go by so fast. I want to thank you all. Wendy, thank you so much. Rami, thank you for getting on. You just offered so much encouragement. And listeners, I want you just to remember that some of the things that they've said is you see the need, make it a priority, ask, make it a formal ask. Focus and do in home if you have to. But more than anything, be intentional. Choose the relationship. Guys, thank you all so much for joining us. And for our listeners, thank you for being a part of our show. Catch us in podcast, and we'll see you back here again next Monday on Coffee with Kim. Bye, everybody.
Thank
Thanks for joining
you.
Us. Bye.
Thank
I love you.
You
all. Bye.
Love
thank you.
You.
Bye-bye.
To learn more about Kim's book, teaching materials, or to invite Kim to speak at your event, please visit kimcrable.com. Thank you for joining us today. And remember, to learn more, please visit kimcrable.com.